after One Kiss on 5. We hang out with Evett, so we've got drinks in our hands on a beautiful Friday. What is this?
So what I've done is a simple twist on a Tommy's Margarita. So you've got your Don Julio Reposado, I've got some fresh lime, and then what I've done is I've actually taken a local IPA, and I've reduced that down and smoked it, and added that in there as well. And then, yeah, just before you drink.
Wait, before you tell, before you continue, you said IPA. I can't be drinking things I don't know. What is that?
And that's a beer. So that's
it's beer and tequila.
Yeah, so what I've done is I've reduced the beer down a little bit, so there's no alcohol, burnt all the alcohol away. So we've just got that flavor, that beautiful sort of bitterness, hoppiness coming through.
Okay, and then you want to spray...
Yes, I want to spray a smoked salt because it's a margarita.
Okay.
So we're just going to spray a little bit of smoked salt over the top.
Cheers, here we go.
This is really good.
Okay, louder for the people
this
in the back.
It's really good.
Joanne, come taste.
Yeah, Nadia, don't be shy.
Thanks.
So for people who want to be mixologists, like if I'm a young, well, obviously of age, or even under, maybe something I want to do in the future, where do you begin?
So the best thing to do is to start out just learning how to make drinks. So learning, studying, reading classics. And then there's also countless bar schools out there. So we have a bar school at Molecular Bars as well. And then you've also got the European bar school and schools of sorts like that that you can actually go and study to be a bartender.
And then if, say, we were now judges for the competition, what are we judging you on?
So you're judging on the expression of the spirit. I mean, that's a very, very big thing.
The spirit.
So you need to make sure that the spirit is shining through at all times.
Oh, it's shining.
So that, yeah, that Don Julio is just
bright like a diamond.
Through.
Shining.
And then what else?
Yeah. And then you're judging on the balance of the drink. So is it too sweet? Is it too sour? Does it have a nice sort of balance?
Isn't that subjective? Like for me, what might be too sweet might not be from seasoning.
Yes, that would be subjective, and that's also why we study the judges. So before we create drinks, we actually study the judges to make sure that they are... You know, do they have a little bit of a sweet tooth? You know, then we play towards that. Do they not like sweet? Then we play towards that.
Do you get girls by making great drinks?
Mm-hmm. You do get girls by making great drinks, of course.
All right.
Yeah. You already have a girl. We hang out with Evett de Jong. He is a finalist representing Johannesburg. Are you going to mix us another one?
I can mix you another one.
Okay, that's coming up next.
Sorry, I...